Chapter 5. Grandmother leaves the party. The two people that Bruno missed the most were Grandfather and Grandmother. They lived together in a small flat near the fruit and vegetable market. Grandfather was 73 and he owned a restaurant in Berlin. He did not work there anymore, but he visited it every day. He liked sitting at the bar and talking to the customers. Grandmother could never be an old woman in Bruno's eyes. In the past, she sang at the theatre. She was beautiful, and she had long red hair and green eyes like his mother's. When they had parties, Grandmother always sang lots of songs. Bruno loved listening to her. And at Christmas, Grandmother always brought strange clothes for him and Gretel to wear, and they all acted little plays together. The plays were usually lots of fun, but the last one went very wrong, and Bruno still remembered it. A week before it happened, the Fury came for that dinner with Ava, and Father started wearing his new uniform. Grandfather was proud of his son when he saw the uniform, but Grandmother was very angry. When Bruno and Gretel finished their play, Grandmother sat down and looked sadly at Father.
"What did I do wrong with you, Ralph?" she said. "You think that uniform makes you special, and you don't care what it means."
"This is a party, Mother," said Father, "and it's Christmas. Please don't talk about this now."
"I'm happy and proud to see him wearing it," said Grandfather. "He's helping to make his country better again after so many bad things were done to it."
"Oh, please listen to yourselves," cried Grandmother. "Which one of you is the most stupid?"
"But Natalie," said Mother, "don't you think that Ralph looks handsome?"
"Handsome?" shouted Grandmother. "Handsome, did you say? Do you think that is the most important thing? You stupid girl."
"Go upstairs, children," said Mother quickly. "Go to your rooms."
Bruno and Gretel got up and slowly walked up the stairs. A few minutes later, Bruno heard Grandmother shouting in the hall.
"When I look at that uniform, I want to pull my eyes out of my head," she cried.
Then she shut the door hard behind her. It was the last time that Bruno saw her. The weeks passed, and not much changed at Outwith. But Bruno did not remember Carl and Daniel's faces quite so well now, and Berlin did not feel so close. The soldiers came to speak to Father in his office every day and then left. Lieutenant Kotler visited a lot too, and when he wasn't with Father, he was usually outside talking with Gretel. She always laughed loudly at his jokes and played with her hair while she listened to him. This made Bruno angry. The other maids moved quietly around the house, and Pavel too, but he and Bruno never spoke about the accident. But then things changed. Father decided that the children needed to study, and he paid a tutor called Herr List to come to the house. So Bruno and Gretel now had lessons every morning and afternoon. Bruno thought that Herr List was strange. He was friendly most of the time, but there was a strange look in his eyes, and inside he seemed angry. Herr List liked history, while Bruno liked reading stories and art.
"Those things are not important," said Herr List.
You must understand who you are and where you came from. You must learn about your great country and the bad things which were done to it and to you.